Hello, friends. There's lots of interesting things coming up in the Stoic Coffee community, so make sure that you sign up for my newsletter on my website at stoic.coffee. You can also follow me on Twitter at stoiccoffee and on Instagram at stoic.coffee, and you can find my LinkedIn page by searching for Stoic Coffee Break on LinkedIn. Now, I also wanted to let you know that I'm starting a mastermind for tech entrepreneurs as the world of tech is accelerating, and I've had people reaching out to me for a group grounded in Stoic principles. I'll be your facilitator as we tackle some of the big questions in tech using the tools of Stoicism. I have a few spots left for senior tech entrepreneurs and decision makers to join me for a one-hour bi-weekly session. I'll be interviewing candidates to form a tight group for the first cohort of five people, plus myself. Now, if you're interested in joining this, please reach out to me at masterminds@stoic.coffee. Now, again, that's masterminds@stoic.coffee. Thanks again, and thank you so much for listening to the podcast, and I appreciate your support. Hello, friends. My name is Eric Cloward, and welcome to the Stoic Coffee Break. The Stoic Coffee Break is a weekly podcast where I take an aspect of Stoicism and do my best to dive a little bit deeper. Sometimes that's me talking with somebody in the Stoic community. Sometimes that's me just talking about what's on the top of my mind, usually informed by what's happening in my life. Hopefully you can learn from my experiences, both my successes and my failures, and make your life a little bit better. This week's episode is called To You or For You. It doesn't matter what you bear, but how you bear it. Seneca. Do you think that life just happens to you, that you're simply a pawn in the game of life? Because there are so many things that we don't have control over in our lives, it can be really easy to fall into this kind of mental trap. The problem is that when we adopt this kind of thinking, then we've placed a very unhelpful filter through which we view everything that happens in our lives. Now, while there's plenty of debate within the Stoic community as to whether or not Stoics are fatalists, meaning they believe that life happens as fate determines, I honestly don't worry too much about it. If we're simply following out the plan of life that is predetermined for us, then there is really nothing that we can do about it. But if we aren't, and we actually do have free will, then we should keep doing our best to live the best life that we can. Now, with that said, it can be really easy to fall into that trap of feeling like life just happens to us and that we have little or no control over anything. And if this is the case, and we have little or no control over our lives, then adjusting our outlook to be of the mind that everything just happens for us and not just to us can certainly make the trip a lot more enjoyable. So let's take a look at these perspectives. Now, when we believe that life happens to us, then there's very little that we can do about it. Everything is just going to happen, and we just have to endure it. And we feel like victims because we have no control over all of these things that are happening to us. We wish things would happen the way that we want them to, and when they don't, then we complain about it. We blame our failures on someone or something else outside of ourselves. We're simply at the whim of all these external forces. Now, if we believe that life happens for us, then the same things can happen, but how we respond to them and how we let them impact us is quite different. We're no longer a victim of circumstance. We look at everything with an eye as to what we can learn from the situation. We find ways to become stronger from what happens to us, and we're curious about what is happening and how we might even be able to enjoy things, even if they are challenging and uncomfortable. And there's also nobody to blame for anything because even if something sucks, if we approach it as something that life is supposed to bring our way, then it's really something for us to learn from. An ignorant person is inclined to blame others for his own misfortune. To blame oneself is proof of progress, but the wise man never has to blame another or himself. Epictetus. If we have the attitude that life happens for us, then when we hit setbacks, we don't look around for somebody to blame for it. We recognize the setback is simply there for us to learn. Maybe it's to teach us persistence. Maybe it's just a sign for us to change course. Maybe it's just that we missed something along the way, and that setback is giving us time for us to evaluate other opportunities. Now, let's take an example that can show the difference between these two perspectives. And this is something that I struggle with a lot in my own life. Now, let's say that you have to have a difficult conversation with somebody, and you know that things might get heated. If you were to approach this with a to-me attitude, then if things did get a little bit heated, you'd be frustrated with this person. You'd be frustrated that they're getting angry with you or they're not listening to your point of view. You might be defensive with them because of all of the things they are doing to you. You might even avoid the conversation in the first place. But if you were to approach this conversation with a for-me attitude, then you would see it as an opportunity. You might see it as a chance for you to practice listening to this person and to hear their concerns and to show that you care about them. You would see it as an opportunity to craft a solution that suits both of you. You'd be much more likely to approach it with compassion rather than defensiveness. It would also make you less likely to avoid the situation in the first place. So why do we feel like most things happen to us rather than for us? I think there are a number of reasons. And the first one is quite naturally that we don't have much control over many of the things that life sends our way. I mean, the fact that we don't control where we're born or the color of our skin or the family that we belong to. I mean, we can recognize that some of the core aspects of our lives are just chance. And because we have so little control over some of the key aspects of our life, it's very natural to apply this into other areas of our lives. But I think, honestly, the biggest reason is that humans are great at taking the path of least resistance. And it's a lot easier to blame what happens on things outside of ourselves. Taking ownership of our lives is a lot of work. It's not something that we're all that good about. It's something that we all talk about, but to actually step up and do so is not something most of us are very good at. We're not really taught to accept responsibility for our lives. We're taught not to fail. I mean, think about it in high school. If you mess up on a test or a class project, you're punished for it. You get bad grades, and you get in trouble with your parents. We don't look at those things as signals that you're not understanding something or pointing to areas that you need to work on. And so we do our best to avoid having that failure on us, and so we look to find someone or something else to blame. I do want to point out, though, that this is not the same as the platitude of everything happens for a reason. So this was something that was very popular in religious circles, and in my Mormon upbringing, we definitely heard that all the time. But it's something that always rubbed me the wrong way, because to me, it always came with this implication that you were either being rewarded or punished by God for being a good or a bad person. And that's just not the way that life happens. I mean, people don't get cancer for a good reason. People don't get abused by their parents for a good reason. Life just happens, and people do crappy things to each other. And sometimes it sucks, and it can be very, very damaging. And it's so much easier just to blame everything that's wrong on someone outside of ourselves. I think of the for-me perspective is a bit more neutral. I look at it as life puts these things out there for me, and I can decide what I want to do with them. I can learn from them and grow stronger. I can ignore them and try to find ways to avoid them. But if we really want to be in control of our lives, we need to look at the challenges not as something that is in our way, but more like an obstacle course that we choose to test ourselves on and something we can use to improve our skills in overcoming. When we can recognize that life and its many challenges are here for us, the better we can get about just facing things head on with curiosity and compassion. And that's the end of this week's Stoic Coffee Break. Be good to yourself, be good to others, and thanks for listening.